Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Welcome, everybody. My name is Marty Angel. I am known as the Empowering Latina Coach, and today we are talking about knowing your niche and how that greatly improves your marketing efforts. So, guys, it's really important that we understand this. Knowing your niche greatly improves your marketing efforts. Finding your niche, I know you hear it all the time. You've been told you've got a niche down, you've got to find your niche. I was told all the time, but until recently, it really hit home, guys. It really, really hit home. I realized that finding a niche is important for all microbizpreneurs, for all businesses, small business owners, who not only want to create a steady stream of income, but want to establish that loyal audience. If you want recurring income, guys, you need to establish that loyal audience. It's critically important that you do that. So studies show that a solid market niche helps to ensure that a particular group of customers that you have will want to buy from your business instead of going to the competition. Incredibly important now, because everybody is online and everybody is offline as well. But the thing that will keep people, customers coming back to you is you. Is what do you do differently that somebody else doesn't? Even if that's your personality, think about it this way. A hamburger is a hamburger is a hamburger. At least to me it is. I don't eat hamburgers, but a hamburger is a hamburger is a hamburger. I can get a hamburger at Wendy's. I can get one at McDonald's. I can get one at Carl's. You name it, I can get a hamburger anywhere. But what does it take for me to continue to go back to that place is that that is something that is important for you to understand, that you create that specialness. You, knowing your niche, create that specialness, right? It's critically important. I also want you to notice this. People think that if they niche down, then they're not going to get any customers because there's too many people out there that are doing just what they are. Let's say there's business coaches. Oh my goodness, guys. Business coaches are a dime a dozen. The difference that I've got going for me, though, is my personality, my Latinaness, my enthusiasm, my personality. You know, that's what makes me different. My experiences make me different as your business coach. Somebody else's experience are going to make you different. Every year I have a coach. There is not one year that I do not end a year without knowing who my coach is going to be. And usually I have two to three because, you know, I find coaches. I am looking for coaches because I believe that if I'm a coach, I should always have a coach, right? But studies show, guys, that a solid market niche helps to ensure that a particular group of customers will want to buy from your business instead of going to the competition. Now, people ask me, well, what is a niche? It's the same thing as a target market. No, absolutely not. A niche is the middle part of that target. A niche is a specialism that caters to a certain market or a group of people. If we relate this to business, to the business of doing business, the Oxford Dictionary defines it like this. Niching down, and a niche is a specialized segment of the market for a particular product or service. So having a niche, my friends, is critically important, because if you try to cater to everyone overall with a marketing message, that message won't speak to anyone. So you must realize that knowing your niche greatly improves your marketing efforts. I cannot repeat that enough to you guys. So having a niche is important, really, because if you try to sell to everybody, you're going to sell to nobody. You've got to know who you're marketing to. Your niche can also be linked to who your ideal client is. So it's important that you have a targeted niche. And remember, that niche is the center. And I'm going to keep talking about this. I just last week, guys, ran a challenge, and we ran through the intricacies of actually really knowing what niching down really meant. So it's important that you have a targeted niche and that you speak to a customer or a client in the certain way in which they can relate to. But how do you know how to speak to somebody if you don't really know who they are? Let me give you an example of a marketing effort gone wrong. So my daughter is in her last year of being a translator for American Sign Language. And imagine if she were to use sign language to try to win you over as a customer, but you are not deaf at all. So would that be prudent for her to do that? Absolutely not. So then why do we try to just say that everybody needs us? Everybody needs me as a coach. Yeah, I can say that, but the truth of the matter is that's not true. I have a specific set of women that are looking for me because I represent who they are. Does that make sense? So your niche can be, they're my ideal customer and they're my ideal client, and I'm really niching down, right? I'm really niching down to that micro biz womanpreneur who is multicultural, bilingual, and guys, is that entrepreneur, multicultural, bilingual, Latina. And remember, multicultural and bilingual don't necessarily, you know, go together, because there's a lot of Latinas as well that don't speak Spanish, okay? So, but that is very niche down. So there are three specific reasons really why it's important for you to have a niche inside your business. Number one, you've got to stand out. There are so many people out there. By having a niche, you become memorable. You are far more likely to be remembered. Without a niche, people are likely to forget your product and service. Really? Now let's just take network marketing. Let's just take network marketing as an example. And for those of you that don't know, I am a professional network marketer, and I do have a team that I regularly coach, and I love it. But now here's the thing, when you are in network marketing, imagine having that product or service, and let's say you have a weight loss product. And I'm trying to sell to everybody, but not everybody is trying to lose weight. So imagine my lost efforts at me trying to sell. I'm getting really tired because I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there. And that's kind of like putting a net out there above the water and hoping the fish jump in to the net. Truly, that's what it's like. So you've got to niche down. I know people don't want to do that. I'm a business coach. I understand the trials and tribulations of trying to get my coaching clients to really niche down. But by having a niche, I will repeat, you become memorable and are far more likely to be remembered. Without a niche, people are likely to forget about you. I am the Latina Biz Coach, right? I am the creator of the Rock Your Business Academy. I'm the founder of that. People are going to remember that. I want you to remember this as well. When you're on social media, people that watch you are necessarily not your client, but people that watch you might know somebody that needs your services that fits your target audience. But if you can't speak it, if you can't speak it out, then you're really not doing your homework. Walk down the street and say, hey, this is who I serve. I help. That's what I do. I do that all the time. I know exactly who I serve. Does my messaging kind of go differently? Yeah, but the point is that it's got my keywords in there. Now this is another thing. Keywords are critically important. My keywords are multicultural, bilingual, Latina, microbizpreneur. That's why I help. Those are my four key words. And it's critically important that you use keywords and hashtags so that people find you. Now, let's talk about number two, which was your ideal client. Having an ideal client is a key part of having your niche. By having a niche, you can speak directly to your ideal client. The communication is important, and it really is critical in helping you attract your ideal clients into your business. Really, really important, right? And number three, specialize in a specific area. By having a niche, you have a specialist area that you cater for with your offerings or services, right? So example, you may know of similar businesses or your competitors, but if you work on your first two elements, which is standing out in your ideal client, you will have unique selling points, which will show in your brand and your overall mission statement and in values. Let me give you an example. Here's really something very, very important for you to understand. We all go to doctors, right? But at the end of the day, if you've got something specifically wrong, let's say you have a toe issue, let's say you have an ingrown toenail or something that got bad. Are you going to go to general practitioner? Yeah, we do. We have to, because that's the way insurance says. But at the end of the day, the person or the actual doctor that can help you is going to be that podiatrist. He is so niched down from your body. He's so niched down that he only works on your feet. Now think about it this way. What if that doctor that is a podiatrist tried to do a heart surgery? I don't think he'd be successful. So we've got to remember that we have to become specialists in what we do. Our niche is a unique way to make an impact on the people you really want to help. Standing out and specializing in your zone of genius makes a lot of difference to the customers and the clients who want to sign up with you. For me, I love the multicultural woman. I love helping them. Why? Because I understand them. Because culturally, doesn't matter what different culture, whether it's Farsi, whether it's, you know, Iranian, whether it's Mexican, whether it's Colombian, we all have something very different than the total American woman who is, you know, who is actually Anglo. Very different. There's cultural differences. So I stick in my, you know, stay in my zone of genius. I know how to speak to that multicultural woman. And I can even go deeper. My multicultural bilingual Latinx woman has always dealt with being underrepresented, underserved, and underprivileged. That is my really niche down. Women that are microbizpreneurs that have been identified as that, right? Or they identify themselves as that. So having a niche is your passport to success. Remember, try not to complicate your niche. Keep it simple. When you're starting out, it's a little bit difficult because we all start out so general. But every day you chisel away at it and then you ask, you should have an accountability partner or something you can, someone that's already been in your lane that can say, yeah, you know what, that's too broad or that's too narrow or something like that. But have an accountability partner. Make sure that you're part of a creative mastermind. And more importantly, do the research so that you can help give your customers what they really want, right? All right, guys. As always, short, sweet, and to the point, I hope that you found value in this and knowing that your niche greatly improves your marketing efforts. If you found value in this, then I invite you to join the private Facebook group where I give tips like this and much more content like this to help you rock your biz and live your best life. All you have to do is just drop me a message or click the link wherever you're listening to this. If you're on the podcast, there will be a link. Drop me a message with the words add me and I will send you the link to join. Remember, all you have to do is ask for help and help will come to you guys. So remember that today I am so incredibly grateful for you and I just say thank you for your attention and as always wish you the best in health and wealth and have a great day, guys. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.